The Time Travels of Arabella and Tom, The Vikings, by Sue Hubbard, narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr. Introduction. It's me again, Arabella Twigg. Of course, you may not have heard of me before. I know what you're thinking. Twigg, what a strange name. But you haven't met my family, have you? I know everyone thinks their family is a bit weird, but I bet they're not as weird as mine. First, there's Dad. His name is Stanley Twigg. He calls himself an inventor, but all he does is hide himself away in the shed at the bottom of the garden. He says we have to call it his laboratory, but we all know it's just a garden shed. And as for him inventing things, I've never seen anything he's made that actually works. At the moment, he's building a lawnmower that runs on cooking oil. He says we must all go green. I'm pretty sure Mom went green when he used up all her cooking oil. But the lawnmower will probably be like everything else he tries, totally useless. I must tell you about my mom, Ivy Twigg. Yes, it is unfortunate that she married Dad, isn't it? But then, if she hadn't, I wouldn't be here, would I? Anyway, Mom likes cooking. You're thinking, that's great. Lots of nice things to eat. Wrong. You see, Mom likes making up her own recipes. The problem is she chooses ingredients by their color, not because they taste nice together. She puts the most amazing things in my lunchbox. The girls at school like to watch me open my sandwiches. You should see their faces when I discover things like fish paste and banana. I can just about eat fish paste, and I love bananas, but on the same sandwich? Yuck! It's disgusting. The girls find it funny, but I don't. I get really hungry sometimes. But I'm lucky because my friend Eloise always brings extra sandwiches, and she gives me some of hers. Her mother is Jamaican, and she makes really nice sandwiches. I've got a brother. Ugh! I suppose some of you have a horrid brother, too, so you know what I mean. Mine's called Tom Twigg. He says his mates call him T.T., but I don't think he's got any real mates. He's older than me. He's 12 and a half, and I'm 9. He's not very nice at all, especially to me, but Mom thinks he's wonderful. We go to the same school, but he never talks to me. In fact, I don't think he's told anyone he's got a sister. He's always getting me into trouble and blames me for everything, and Mom always believes him. Oh, I haven't told you about Gran, have I? She's my most favorite person in the whole world. She lives in our garage. Well, it's been made into a little house for her. Mom says she wasn't safe on her own. I don't think she's dangerous or anything, but she does do some odd things, and sometimes she looks a bit strange. You see, she makes her own clothes. Now, you may think there's nothing wrong with that, but the thing is, she makes them out of all sorts of peculiar bits and pieces. In fact, anything she can find. The other day, she was wearing a sort of dress made out of a pair of old lace curtains. You can imagine that, can't you? You can see right through it. You can see all her underwear. Especially her Auntie Nellie knickers, you know, those great big things where you could park a bus. Tom wouldn't stop laughing, and Mom had to smack him on the back to make him cough, so Gran wouldn't know he was laughing at her. So, that's my family. I told you we're a strange bunch, didn't I? I suppose I'm the boring one, really. I don't have many friends at school. Well, none, really, except Eloise. The other girls laugh about me behind my back. I've seen them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?